Hello everyone, this is Yarek. I am going to introduce Jesse's question now. This is very common problem with liars. Enjoy this. I think you may learn something.
Yarek, I have a situation that I need advice on. I had bought, one of those fire sticks from a guy to send to a friend of mine. And I had paid the guy for the box, and then he told me, okay, I'll mail it. Just send me $10. So I called the guy and I said, okay, your box is ready. Send me $10. And he sent me $10. I sent the $10 to the guy, okay, that has the box. I says, okay, so make sure that the box is working well. He says, all right. So he does not send the box. Okay, he never sent the box. My guy starts calling me today, but he had already called and asked me yesterday, you sent the box? And I said, yes, because the guy told me that he was sending it. Now, he didn't send it. What am I going to do with the guy that's waiting for the box? How do I deal with this? What do I do, Yarek? Help me out with this.
Hello, Jesse. Thank you for calling me as a life coaching person. Yes, this is a very common problem. It is called the liar problem. When you have a person who is nothing but downright liar. Okay, there are two parts to the solution to your problem. Very simple. Okay, number one, you have the liar. The one who said he sent product, but did not send product. Putting you in shithead position. Okay. I am assuming that you do not live close to this person, so you cannot go to his house and do things to him. So what you need to do is get revenge. And there are many ways to get revenge. And one of my favorites is you go and you find online magazines, really nasty, like people doing things to animals and gun magazines where people talk about shooting others with Uzis and really nasty pornographic magazines. And you put his name and address for free trial on these magazines. And you have them sent to his house. So hopefully his wife sees them and his children and they think he is a terrible scumbag. This is what you do. This will get good revenges on him. Now, as for the other man, you need to introduce feeling of guilt. So you call him and you say, relax, relax. You need to go outside anyway. You're too fit. You want to watch, sit around with fire stick and watch television 24 hours per day? Just go outside, get some fresh air, talk to real human beings instead of staring at idiot box all day long. You'll get your damn stick. Don't worry about it. I'm doing you a favor. Don't you even see this? Okay, then he feels guilty. And we'll wait a few days before stick arrives. Hopefully lying person will send to you once he is shamed enough with magazines. Okay, that is your solution. If you have any more problems, please feel free to give me a call. This is Yarek at YarekLifeCoach.com. The website is not up yet, but it will be soon. Love you. Love all peoples. Goodbye. Have a great day. Hasta luego. Hello, this is Yarek. Mr. Paul Omani. His friend stole his phone and is calling on it. And has problem. Listen to this. I have great solution. I do.
Hello there, Yarek. This is Paul's friend here. And I'm ringing you up with a small problem that quite a few people have in Kerry. And I was over there recently, over the last 47 hours. And while I was there, I had a chance to discuss it with some of the shepherds in the south part of Kerry. Now, here is my problem. I have recently lost a friend. Oh no, they haven't passed away at all. They're gone. But they're gone from my life. I don't know how I lost them. But I have a vacancy for a friend. Now, could you help me with some advice on how to fill that vacancy, please?
Hello, Mr. Paul's friend. How are you doing? Sounds like you are in remote part of world where only shepherds and sheep live. I know this feeling. I used to live where only herders and yaks and yak herders lived. And it can get very, very lonely out there. In fact, sometimes the yaks start to look very, well, you know, like, hey, it looks like me and yak are getting something on type feeling. But you know, I understand this. So that is always option with sheep, but perhaps you don't want to go in that direction. What I suggest is this. Number one, if you need friend, you put an ad on Craigslist. You say, I need friend. I am in some county in Ireland in the middle of nowhere, the boondocks. But if there is anyone here who also needs friend, hit me up. I be your friend. Another thing you can do is be my friend. Be my friend. I only will charge $50 per hour for friendship. Normally $110 for life coaching, but for friendship, only $50 per hour. I will be your friend. You talk about whatever you want. Yeah? Sheep herding, leprechauns, beer, whatever you want. Or the third thing is just go to Amazon.com and buy a blow-up doll. Purchase blow-up doll. It is better than person anyway, because you have blow-up doll, and you just blow her up and put her in corner or in car or wherever you want, and you talk to her, and she doesn't answer back. She does not give you shit. She just listens. And she'll give you a lovey-dovey if you want. Or you can just get Crash Dummy, probably, for free at the Crash Dummy disposal sites. They have them everywhere. Just look it up on the internet. Okay, that is my answer for you today. Don't forget, I be friend for only $50 per hour. Okay, this is YerikLifeCoach.com. Have a great day. Goodbye.